Thank you for listening back to the Geekly Chronicles.
This episode was recorded on the 2nd of June 2017.
This version of the show is the same Geekly you know and love, minus all of the bits where we played music.
Since, you know, we like artists to get paid fairly for their work.
If you want to hear this show as you would have heard it live, songs and all, check out our Mixcloud channel at mixcloud.com/GKLYCO.
Enjoy the show.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello again.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, in a week where a certain bright orange leader put tiny hand to smartphone and tweeted 2017's new word of the year,
also in the week that we heard about a Ukrainian woman who's been using a flying trough, you heard me correctly, to cross a river to the shops every day for 50 years.
That's incredible.
That's pretty hardcore.
I know.
And the week where doctors felt they needed to remind us not to put wasps' nests in our vaginas.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, for some reason we needed to be reminded of that. But in all of those weeks, it's the Geekly Chronicles.
Oh, well, fantastic.
Hang on. Isn't it also a week that someone here launched a book?
Yeah, that was me. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
I mean,
it's awesome. It's awesome.
By all accounts, it was some pretty big, exciting news.
It was, yes. I have a book out. It's brilliant. A novel called Hidden Lives. It's very cool. You can get all the details for that on hiddenlivesbook.com. Please buy it and read it. I don't really.
Preferably in that order.
Yeah. I'm not saying that because it will make me rich. I'm saying that because I think it's a cool story. So please do read it. Yay, book. But we've got other stuff on the show other than me shamelessly self-promoting.
Excellent.
It's camping month this month, did you realise? June.
I didn't know there was a whole month
June.
For camping.
Oh, yes.
But
June is called camping month.
I was going to say, do you have to camp for the entire month?
No, it's not like only allowed in June.
You know, I've already missed one night.
Yeah. I mean, do
I definitely
we just
wasn't
have to
camping
get in
last
the
night.
No, it is not a month of where you can only camp this month or you have to camp this month. It's also camping by definition of putting a tent up outside and not like, hiya!
Right. Sort Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah,
excellent.
Like camping it up kind of camping. It's not like G-A-Y late. It's just camping. What else we got? We've got all of our regular features. We've got Kid Politician coming up on the show. We've got Game of Geeks a bit later on. Where you and I will be head-to-head again talking about, seeing if I can beat you. You beat me last week, didn't you?
Yeah, as,
Not
you
really
know, that's my usual MO.
To win.
Yes.
We have. Winning.
I mean, if you want to play this quiz the traditional way.
We've also got another Would You Fund It. I wrote a little song as we head towards the election.
Hang on,
playing that?
Oh, yeah. I was going to You did.
I did write a little song. Do you remember that old conversation
we
had earlier?
Like, I completely forgot. I was like, hang on. What?
Yeah. What? You didn't know.
You wrote a book, not a song.
Multi-talented. I've done both. And I'm going to read the book in its entirety out to you to see. No, just going to play the song.
Yeah. In the space that we've got, like the entire, 312-page novel. I may have just looked it up on Amazon.
Yeah.
In the two-hour slot that we have.
Not going to do that, though.
Speed audio booking.
Oh, we've got loads of great stuff, plus, obviously, all of your requests. So jump in the chat room, let us know what songs you would like. Seal Politic here in the chat room has so far told me it's pronounced Kofifi. Kofefefe.
Or are they saying Kofif?
They're saying Kofif, I think.
Kofif. Kofif? Is it really?
I have no idea. And also,
CNN seemed to be going with Kofefe.
Kofefe.
I was practicing that earlier.
So this is a great visual gag, but not so good on radio.
No.
But also, Seal Politic in the chat room said, camping is just loitering within a tent.
Mm-hmm.
Within tent. Mm-hmm. Okay, get out. it's too punny for us. But before that, it is, of course, a very special week here in the UK. It's a week that doesn't happen very often, although it seems to happen far more often than we ever think it will. We get to vote for stuff.
We do.
And there's been a...
Somehow.
Yeah, well, and there's currently a song that's number one at the on the iTunes chart. It is, I think at last check, number seven in the singles chart for the UK official top 40, but I've no idea how that's going. But it's a song that radio stations aren't really playing very much because it is a song that is a little politically motivated. So it's a song by Captain Scar, and it's called Liar Liar, and it is dedicated to one politician in particular. And of course, lots of places have not been playing it. So let's play it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well.
I like that.
It's very catchy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't imagine why other radio stations aren't playing it. But, you know, there
no,
we are.
No, it's so unbiased and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
you know...
There's an amount of factual accuracy in there.
Mm, yeah, well, there's direct quotes, so it's not...
Yes.
It's not slander or anything, right?
No.
But no, very good song there, I thought. And every play of that song and every download and purchase of that song... all of the proceeds go to
food banks. No?
To food banks, yes. Hmm. So, doing That's our nice. Bit by playing it on the show, by helping to get some more money into those much needed food banks.
Yes. So that's our excuse.
Yes, absolutely. it is an important thing to be doing.
As is voting.
Please vote.
Which you should do. But before you get to vote on that, there is another thing that we'd like you to vote.
Nice
Do you
segue.
See what I did there?
Nice segue.
I'm getting better at these.
Yes, it is, of course, time for our foray into fictional crowdfunding, where either you, the listeners, or one of us, the hosts, pitch an idea to you, the listeners, and you get to vote on whether or not you would fund it if it appeared on some kind of magical crowdfunding platform. We're not asking
or unmagical crowdfunding platform, I should point out.
Just a regular one.
Yeah, so I believe there's a button I can press here.
We don't want your money, but if we did, we'd spend it on stuff like this. It's, would you fund it?
There we go. So, again, we don't want your money, but...
No.
In some scenario where we did... These are the sort of ideas we would be asking you whether or not you would exchange your hard-earned funds.
Now, this is one of yours. This is one of yours, isn't it?
It's one of mine, yeah. Yeah. I came up with this, would you fund it, back when I was commuting back and forth to London in January, so it's been percolating in my mind for quite a while.
I'm actually a little bit... That's 6 months. I'm a little bit scared.
Mm-hmm. You should be. It's a reimagining of an 80s kids TV show.
Okay, 80s kids TV. I'm liking it. This is in my wheelhouse. Is this one that I'm going to remember?
I expect so. What I'm pitching is called The Paddington Peas.
Oh, The Paddington Peas!
Nope, The Paddington Peas, as in Paddington Station in London.
So that's the one where they found the bear, isn't it?
Who, Paddington?
Oh, why don't you just tell us what The Paddington Peas... not Poddington, I might add, The Paddington Peas is going to be about.
Oh, dear.
Okay. So I imagine that they would be kind of 10-minute episodes set in and around London's busy Paddington station. Episode one will mainly focus on Grumpy. She's a commuter. And the groupies.
Oh.
Yeah, the groupies as well. Oh, they're off to a gig.
Wow, there are some puns right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I almost want to see... If you have any more, but I'm not gonna ask.
Yeah, but that's a whole lot of wow right there.
I am guessing this being a reimagining of a kids' TV show will need some sort of theme
song.
Oh
God!
Oh, it will indeed.
Oh.
It will indeed.
Uh-oh. Down at the bottom of the concourse, by Boots and Sainsbury's, are a lot of tired people. They're the Paddington Peas. At the end of the train tracks, at platform 2 and 3, are some busy little workers. We call them Paddington Bees. Outside waiting for a taxi, Uber or Addison Lee. Oh, there's some eager little tourists. Oh yeah, they're Paddington Bees. Oh, there's a lounge if you go first class for an extra fee. The folks in there are warm and comfy. Maybe they're Paddington Peas. Lots of people passing through here, millions annually. Oh, they're all special in their own way. But they're all Paddington peas. They're Paddington peas.
So as you can expect, I've got some questions.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Will they actually be peas?
Yeah.
Train travelling peas.
You got it. Yeah.
Little...
Vote now at gkly.co/fundit.
I mean...
So your brain in Paddington Station came up with the idea of travelling peas.
Yeah, well, every time that the train pulls into Paddington Station and I see the word Paddington, I kind of sing the Paddington Peas theme tune to myself.
Of course you do.
I bet as none of our Paddington listeners, peas. I would get almost guarantee that none of our listeners remember the Paddington Peas.
Well, there'd only be one way to find out if they told us, wouldn't it?
Yes, tell us in the chat room or on Twitter or whatever if you remember the Paddington Peas.
Yeah.
Or if you've ever travelled in and out of Paddington and thought about the Paddington Peas.
Only you have done that.
One person in the chat room does remember the Paddington Peas. Sorry.
It's in your head now.
No.
Well,
you're not going to forget.
There you go. Thank you for poisoning the brains of anyone who travels to Paddington and remembers the Paddington Peas.
I think that's probably a Venn diagram with a small amount of overlap.
I mean, there's pretty much you holding those two circles together. But
I think so.
If you do want to vote on this idea, you know, you can vote no. It is allowed. You can also vote yes. Go to gkly.co/fundit.
You would like to give your money to travelling peas.
Yes, you can also vote on our Twitter, where we have tweeted a poll. You'll be pleased to know, Catherine, that inexplicably one person has voted yes.
Yay.
Already.
But 150 people have voted no. Please tell me 150 people have voted no.
Well, given as the poll opened about 20 seconds ago, not yet. But,
what's the exit poll say? I'd like to know the YouGov prediction for whether the Paddington Peas will be funded or not.
YouGov are predicting 30% yes, 40% no, and the rest Lib Dem, so...
Right. Ooh. Okay. Pretty much always happens when there's a train involved.
Yeah. So we really don't know which way this one is going to go, but we've tweeted the poll and it's on the website. So, you know, do the thing.
Don't forget to get your requests in too. We play the songs that you want us to play here. So any way that you can contact us here in the studio, whether that's Twitter, whether that's text message or email or phone call or screaming our names randomly into the void.
We pick up on all of those things.
Or in our chat room. Please feel free to request a song. And coming up now is our first request of the evening. You know, I haven't heard this song in a really long time.
Your presenters have a combined IQ of 6,000, the same as 6,000 Trump supporters.
Topical.
Mm. Lovely.
Well, that was a good song. I haven't heard that in forever.
Yeah, it's always one of my favourites that is now one of those songs that I just so rarely listen to.
Yeah.
I do have a question, though.
Mm.
Back at the start of the show.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all that time ago.
I talked about
that word.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, other people talked about other things. But you mentioned some wasps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
wasps.
Apparently, doctors have felt the need to remind us not to put ground-up wasps' nests in and around our vaginas. I think...
Okay. Is this a common occurrence?
Well, it seems. There's some kind of fad or somebody's trying to say that doing this will kind of tighten the muscles there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's no kind of scientific research to back that up.
And it's just bad for you.
You know,
stings.
Yeah, cause you problems. Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Mm. Honey, they're not such a good idea either, I suppose. Quite acidic? Is honey acidic? Full of sugar, I suppose.
Full of sugar, that wouldn't go down very well. But, you know, wasps aren't really responsible for honey. That's more bees.
Honey is very slightly acidic.
Wasps pretty much just chew up wood and then spit it back out in order to build their nests. So I guess you're just filling yourself with wood and wasp spit.
Right. So
possibly bits of dead wasps.
So the difference between bees and wasps?
Well, bees are...
Because bees are good, right?
Kind
bees
of cute
are awesome.
And good. They
bees.
Pollinate stuff. They, you know, make honey. Well, some species of bees make honey. So, and they're generally cute. And they won't really bother you if you don't bother them. Whereas wasps are a bit crankier.
Yes.
Why do they look so
similar? And they don't really have a point.
Because bees, like, are amazing and have a point. Wasps look a bit like bees. I can't tell the difference.
I think the colouring is similar, but bees tend to be sort of fatter, whereas
wasps are a slightly different shape.
Wasps, have those more segmented bodies and they look meaner.
A bit longer and thinner.
So I think probably my bigger question than why that advice and why are people doing that is why wasps?
Why
do wasps exist then if they're just mean and chew up stuff when bees are so good?
Good question.
Do wasps contribute something massive to our... I just don't know.
We
just don't know.
Do let us know. Contact us if you understand what the point of wasps is. But we do not know that information.
No, but there have been lots of other things happening this week. Oh, have you just Wikipedia'd it?
What? No, no. I'm just like looking at the article about the whole wasp's nest vagina thing. So a doctor had written a blog post kind of slamming this practice. I mean, some people are selling this stuff apparently like on Etsy and things.
Wow.
Which seems a bit, I don't know if I'd want to put something I'd want on Etsy. So a doctor kind of slammed this on her blog saying, it could lead to painful sex, a lack of healthy bacteria and an increased risk of contracting HIV. So that's
somehow
that
I'm
sounds
not surprised.
Pretty bad.
On the bright side, not a wasp has just joined the chat room, so it's always
excellent.
Nice to know that we've got someone who, I don't know if they're a bee, but they're not a wasp, and that's good. That's
they're
good
also
in my
saying,
book.
Nice things about wasps, so, I totally believe it's not a wasp as well.
Wasps are bring peace and love to joy all the worlds. Okay.
Apparently.
Anyway, lest we annoy any more wasps. There have been more things that have happened this week as well, though.
More things have happened this week, yes, aside from putting wasps in places that wasps should never go.
Someone turned 50.
Yes.
Someone very famous turned 50.
Someone?
Was it a famous sergeant?
I think so.
What regiment was Sergeant Pepper in?
I don't know.
I have absolutely no idea.
But if, like, sniffing pepper makes you sneeze.
Oh, yes.
Then putting, like, wasp's nest. I don't know where that came from.
I don't even want to continue that thought process.
The inner thoughts of Catherine. It is 50 years since Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was released.
Indeed.
As people say, groundbreaking album by the Beatles. I like a couple of songs off it. I was not really alive at the time. When I say not really alive at the time, my parents were really only just alive at the time. So it's... it was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, i.e. London.
London, 50 years from in the
ago.
Past.
Yes.
Ago.
50 years word. From ago.
From ago.
We're all wasps in our brains today in the studio, it seems.
Yes.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was released, featuring such tracks as... this is the point where you two were going to say your favourite tracks from the album.
I don't really have a favourite track from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is pretty good, just because it's one I know. And
I would probably pick that one as well.
I would vaguely recognise.
It is a classic, but by far not my favourite version of that song.
Of that song, you say?
Yes, there have been... So Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds has been covered by a lot of people over the years. Mm. And I think it's only fair that before we get a little more political in the show, we play, without a doubt, my favourite version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Okay, well, I'm in. Sure. I don't even know what it is, but,
Well, set your phasers to stunning.
If you're a regular listener, you'll know it's time for the Geekly Chronicles. If you're an irregular listener, you need to eat more fibre.
Absolutely. What a weird song.
Weird indeed. Yes. With a beard.
Yeah, it's...
and we're just talking about the original. We're not even addressing the Shatner.
I mean, the original was reasonably illegal substance induced by the sounds of it, and this one even more so.
Illegal substance induced, wow.
Yes, that's the kid-friendly way of saying they was maybe a bit high in
yes.
it. Which I believe is what the kids would say.
Is
I think
it
that's
indeed?
Actually what the song's about, isn't it?
Yes, believe. Yep. Believe if you...
Possibly.
Put the L from Lucy and the S from Sky and the D from Diamonds together, it might give a clue.
Something. Help.
Anyway, moving on.
Yes.
From the thing there's we're not supposed to talk about.
There's a lot of politics happening.
Yeah.
What thing we're not supposed? What we're not meant to talk
we're
about?
We're not supposed to talk about the
Beatles.
The typo.
Yeah.
the Covfefe.
Yes, Fefe. The Covfefe. There's a lot of politics happening in the world.
Yes.
There is a big thing happening in less than a week in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
We've just had elections in other parts of the world, like France. There continue to be things.
France.
There continue to be things happening out in the US. You know, there's lots of kafifafi. There are things being withdrawn from left, right, and centre. But we, of course, have our own expert on politics here. We introduced you to him last week, kid politician, and I think it's. Do you think it's about time we heard from him again this week?
I think so.
All right, over to you, kid politician.
Hi, I'm kid politician. Every show, I'll be taking a look at the world of politics and giving you my view. I mean, sure, I'm a kid, but aren't all politicians? This week, I want to take a look at the election that's about to happen here in the UK. I'm 11, so I can't vote. But why not? Okay, I get it. I've still got loads of things to learn. But why can't you vote when you're 16 or 17? When you're old enough to get a job, fight in a war, do a bunch of other stuff that older kids talk about a lot. So why can't they vote? It's their future. If you don't know how to vote, learn how to vote. Everyone should know how to vote, even if you can't do it yet. I mean, seriously. I get that voting is a bit boring. But why can't the governments around make it more interesting? Maybe have food at polling stations or give you a reward if you vote more times in a row. And what about all those photos of dogs in polling stations? If you're allowed to take them there, then dogs should be allowed to vote too. You'd have dog prime ministers and dog mayors that even have to look like the person they're representing. Imagine if it was like that website where you could compare meerkats. Only when you vote, you get a soft toy corgi like the Queen has, or like the Labour Party has. His name is Jeremy Corbyn, right? Why is it called a general election anyway? What's so general about it? General just means normal, boring. Why not call it important election or vote now, you idiot, or else? We could even punish people if they don't vote like they do in Australia. And why do we always have to vote on a Thursday? People are working on Thursdays. It should be like a Saturday or a Sunday. Shops are closed and stuff. We could use them as places to vote. It'd be like Black Friday. You could give away a TV to the first people to walk in or something. Though knowing my luck, I'd end up voting at Primark and get a cheap t-shirt that was probably made by child labour or something. So in summary, election time is almost here. If you can vote, then vote. If you can't vote, bug all the people you know who can vote and tell them to vote. And if you don't vote, but you can vote, seriously, what the heck?
It's the Geekly Chronicles.
It's inspiring words there from kid politician.
Yes.
So hopefully now you all feel like you should vote.
Indeed.
And obviously, also your dogs.
Yes, your dogs, almost definitely. I kind of feel like I would quite like a dog mayor. And honestly, why there hasn't been a Jeremy Corgi kind of crossover t-shirt, I don't know, but I need one of those in my life. So artists excellent. Out there listening, take Jeremy Corbyn, take a Corgi, go nuts.
Your challenge has been set.
Yes. Oh, but it always brings out the best and the worst in people, doesn't it, this time of year with
the
elections
looming.
Yes, everyone.
We said exactly the same thing there.
We did. It's like there's an election looming or something.
Yes.
People go a bit mad sometimes.
It gets a bit divisive.
Yes, there are many people that are posting long, long rants on Facebook about their preferred political choices. And
why you should vote one way or another. Why a vote for a specific person is, you know, the worst thing you could possibly do to all of humankind or not.
Yes, well, there are lots of people saying lots of things. I mean, I'm very much people should vote for what they believe in. Of course, that's what I believe and that's what I think. But obviously, I have opinions. And obviously, we have a radio show.
This is going to get us in trouble, isn't it?
It's not. Now, I have got a little song that I put together I am not selling it and donating money to people. So, you know, if you are so inclined towards this political way of thinking, please do go out and buy Captain Scar's song and help it get to number one, because it's brilliant. But I did start singing this in my head the other day and thought, you know, we've done so many little parody songs on Geekly. Maybe we should mark the occasion with something else. So let me know what you think. Oh, so there you go. Please vote on the 8th of June if you are in the United Kingdom. Please note that if you are not in the UK, your vote will not count, but you may still be charged your standard network rate.
Yes.
This is Eurovision, right?
I'm of the opinion that that is exactly the way it should be decided. You know, all the politicians have to do a little song and dance and then we ring in and vote for the one we want, but maybe not.
You know what? I think that actually with our current contenders, I would love to see all of our party leaders do a song and dance number.
Or see who Theresa May would substitute in for do a song and dance number.
Yeah. So, you know, naturally we'd have Jeremy Corbyn, we'd have Nicola Sturgeon, we'd have Tim Farron, we'd have, you know, Amber Rudd or whoever else we haven't heard of. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that actually, in honour, every other leader should do a lip sync battle to a Theresa May speech.
Yeah. See, that was interesting idea.
That would be an interesting one, wouldn't it?
Idea. Just how much it makes them sort of gag on their words.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be an interesting week next week from a political standpoint here in the UK. And when you hear from us in 2 weeks' time, we may still be here. Maybe.
We might.
Maybe the censorship police will have caught up with us by then. But hey.
But that's not the only thing that's big and scary and happening. Another thing that's less big and scary and hasn't... is less big and scary, but it's also been happening. It's not big and scary, but it is impressive. Is this week we discovered...
Is this story going somewhere?
We discovered... Let me finish. That an elderly woman in the Ukraine flies above a river. My computer's decided to play this video, so you're going to get an advert.
It's okay, I'll tell you.
An elderly woman in Ukraine flies above the river every day to go shopping in a little flying trough.
So
incredible.
A flying trough.
Yeah. Yes. So apparently it's quite a long walk to the shops, you know, because obviously there's not a river crossing near her house.
Right.
So her husband built this kind of trough system with a pulley, and you kind of fire yourself across the river and then pull yourself the rest of the way with the pulleys. And then obviously because it's a trough that you kind of sit on, but you can also put your shopping in it to go back.
That's incredible.
It's genius, isn't it?
So for 50 years.
Yeah.
It's just been crossing the river with this makeshift crossing.
So yeah, we've tweeted a link to this story, and if you watch the video, you can kind of see her. There's this 78-year-old woman kind of pulling herself on this pulley, and you think, blimey, she must have upper body strength. You know, I don't think there's another 78-year-old
to rival any Paralympic basketball player.
Yeah, yeah, it's incredible.
That is amazing. Just the human ingenuity is brilliant. So, I mean, I'd love to hear from any listeners. If you have ever come up with a life hack like that, there's been a metaphorical river in your way of getting to the shops quickly or whatever
or
other life event. Yes, or a literal
Someone
river.
Else has got this sort of thing going
literal
on.
Literal river, metaphorical river. Have you come up with a life hack like this old lady? Presumably wasn't old when she started doing it, but has aged somewhat over the last 50 years. To get over an obstacle in life. I'd love to hear about your weird and wonderful life hacks, because this is incredible.
Be the flying trough you want to see in the world.
Yes, I need that on a... I'm saying everything on a T-shirt. Fine, I'll get that one tattooed on my arm.
Although, feel better. Speaking of T-shirts, you have said you want the Jeremy Corgi thing that came up during Kid Politician. Today, someone does seem to have photoshopped that up. So
that's amazing.
So we've retweeted it, obviously. But it's quite good, I have to say. It's pretty well done.
that is incredible.
Catherine's seen it on my screen and is now...
Oh, what even?
Quite giggly.
So
when you first look at it, it's just a corgi, and then...
Then on closer inspection, no.
It's Jeremy Corgi.
It's Jeremy Corgi.
Well, speaking of corgis, we have had a request in.
I'm fascinated to see how where you're going with this.
Well, the request is for a song by The Undertones, and I once found some toner under a bridge, and under the same bridge was a corgi.
that quality segueing
happened there. I felt like I just watched a car crash in slow motion.
It's a much longer story, really. The corgi and I had an interesting conversation and did barter for the toner. I did end up with the toner in the end, which was fantastic because I needed to print out some pictures of cheese. But the corgi and I had a fantastic chat about life, and we were actually talking, and again relevant to this song, about our favourite types of food. And I was saying, you know, I like cheese, hence printing out the photos. I wanted to decorate my new flat with some pictures of cheese. Mm-hmm. And
naturally.
Sounds legit.
But sometimes, even though I love cheese and I like the savoury things in life, every now and then you get a bit of a sweet craving. And so the corgi and I were talking about things that we like to eat. The corgi was a huge fan of ice cream, liked all the different Ben and Jerry's flavours, but because he lived under a bridge, mostly only got whatever, you know, dripped off a child's cone while they were walking across the bridge on a hot day. So it was a really interesting conversation anyway. But we got onto the subject of chocolate bars.
This segue has lasted for 90 solid seconds, and Seal Politic in the chat room has pointed out that this works so much better as a segue into the Red Hot Chili Peppers song Under the Bridge.
Maybe. The bridge setting is entirely irrelevant, though. It just happened to be where the Corgi and I were fighting over some toner. But during this conversation, we did say that we were both partial to a chocolate bar every now and then. And I said, well, I really fancy one now. All I've got is a Twix in my bag, though. And the Corgi said, don't worry, I have in my backpack some Mars
Corgi's
bars.
Corgi's got a backpack
and
now.
How do you think the Corgi was going to take the toner away with it?
I thought you were getting the toner.
Yeah, we bartered, though. The Corgi wanted the toner. But anyway, so
we obviously didn't have that many Mars bars in his backpack, otherwise there wouldn't have been room for the toner.
No, he just had two, one for me, one for him, but it was still Mars bars plural. So that story leads into this request, which is for Donna, the request of Mars bars by The Undertones. And
I can't remember a time where you weren't doing this link.
I will send a text message to my corgi friend, and we will see if we can get him on the line to talk toner and Mars bars. But first, Donna, this one's for you.
It's the Geekly Chronicles. It's like a your mum joke, except your mum is lovely and we won't hear a word said against her.
Now, ironically, during my last link there, while I was talking about me and my corgi friend, who incidentally did not ever tell me his name, several people left the chat room, so I can only assume that I bored many of our listeners to death. So I won't keep talking about the corgi.
Do you automatically log out of the chat room when you die?
Are you suggesting that I bored people to death? Also,
well, you just suggested that.
That is
you
a
suggested
heavy
that, but
question.
Like that's some Black Mirror level stuff. It's like all of these ghosts just filling the chat room.
Yes, are all of the people in our chat room actually alive? Anyway.
Moving on from that.
Yes. Interestingly, the day after I picked up the toner from the corgi, I was in the same area.
Were you?
And I went to a shop.
Uh-huh.
The story's not very interesting. I just went to a shop.
Right.
Did it happen to be Bathu Food and Wine in London?
It did not.
Oh.
What happened there?
Well, at this particular corner shop, the guy that runs it, his name's, I think it's Sindhu, and he has an Instagram account. And this week it has kind of blown up in popularity. Somebody noticed that he'd followed them on Instagram and posted a tweet on Twitter saying, you know, this guy's followed me and, well, he's just so pure. And I agree. So this tweet went, you know, hugely viral. He's got loads of kind of new followers, and everyone's just really kind of loving this guy. So we'll tweet a link out to that on the Geekly Twitter account, and you can go check it out. But yeah, so every day it seems that Cindy posts a picture from his shop with a little stories about the kind of people that come into the store and the kind of things that they buy. Tweets about offers, you know, things like, you know, if there's a wet floor in the shop, he warns people to be careful. Yeah, just a really sweet shop owner that seems to genuinely care about his customers.
And about the world. I mean, I'm just reading his most recent Instagram post here. Hello, everyone. I do not understand why I have a lot more friends on my Instagram today, but thank you and have a wonderful Friday. Don't forget to check change before you buy something in the shop, because there is a 40p charge when you pay by card. Also, your change could be given to a homeless person, or maybe you should put it in a fountain and make a wish. It's your decision. That's so lovely.
Yeah.
He even seems to test every product in the shop before he'll sell it to his customers.
That could get messy.
Yeah, so it seems that he
especially
has some...
given as I've just seen one with like some Sif and some Dettol and stuff. Does he try... Does no, he taste think, test
no,
it?
No, no, no. Well, I suppose in that context, you would just try to use it for the
purpose for which it was made.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Verifying whether or not the products do what they say. But it did seem that, you know, he had a product that was supposed to relieve a stomach upset. So he purposefully ate some old food and got ill and tried the product. You know, and obviously people generally seem to care about him back, because people were like, no, don't do it. But he did. And then made himself feel better by eating some other products from the shop. Some chicken and breadcrumbs and cookies seemed to do the trick and made him feel better. So
He does these Sindhu selections for a day. So today's selection, Hula Hoops Chili Flavor, Gino's Southern Fried Chicken Burger, and a side of green peppers, because vegetables are always important for us as human beings. This combination is a nice lunch snack, and I really like it. Have a Thursday kind of day. This is amazing. This is just life. This is incredible. I want to go to this guy's shop.
I know. I've been trying to find out where it is and failing. I just need to Google a bit more. I'm sure I'll figure it out.
Good morning, everyone. You've never lived this day before, and you'll never live it again. Make the most of it. That is incredible life advice right there.
Yeah, there's this lovely picture of him, doing a scratch card. It says, I'm feeling lucky this evening. Send me a message if you are happy today. I have a new t-shirt too, and it has flowers because I'm full of joy. Please smile with me.
Oh, that is just lovely.
Isn't that nice?
That is wonderful. And I think, you know, never mind all of these so-called celebrities on Twitter and Instagram, although if you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, that's totally fine.
hashtag celebrity.
hashtag Kez endorsement. Soz. But people like that are so cool. I want to be more like that. I want to be more real. I mean, I am real, but I wish that I had more nice things to say.
Just bringing niceness to the everyday.
Yeah, I mean,
something as simple as popping into a shop to buy a lolly.
Well, I really like to be the kind of person that spreads joy, and it is amazing to see this person doing that just through all of the amazing things they do every day. It's incredible. I challenge all of you listening, bring joy to someone. Why don't you send someone a message that you care about right now and tell them you're awesome.
I'm on the radio.
I'm talking to our listeners. Hi, listeners. If you're not one of the two people currently sat in front of me in the studio, why don't you open up whatever kind of email client, text message client, anyone, and say, I care about you. You're important to me. I challenge you now. Tell someone. And someone in the chat room has said, could we please vote for this shopkeeper as the president of everything? I'm okay with that. Vote for this shopkeeper on the 8th of June. I would do that.
If you're going to spoil your ballot, spoil it with this guy.
Yes.
Yes. But thinking of people, we've got to go into another song now before we talk to our main interviewee of the evening. Our guest
of
the evening.
They're really the main interviewee.
Okay, we've got a very, very special guest later. But we are talking after the next song to Kevin Suckling, who works for the Scout Association. It is camping month, and he's going to tell us all about, camping. We are going to quiz him about camping, and we'll be talking to him then. But on the theme of spreading awesomeness every day, someone called into the show in the week and requested a song, and this is someone that I know and someone who spreads a lot of joy and someone who is amazing. So I would like to dedicate this song to an amazing person that I know, and it is a history maker.
It's like the Archbishop of Banterbury and a Bantosaurus Rex and a Bantz baby, and it's like top, isn't it?
You may have recognised that song as the theme tune from the amazing anime Yuri on Ice, which you should absolutely check out. It was by Dean Fuyoka. Now Joining us on the show is a very special guest who works for the Scout Association. It's camping month. And really, I'm not going to spend too much time introducing that because we have the amazing, lovely... I've run out of words to say now. We have the amazing Kevin Suckler on the line. Welcome, Kevin.
Hello.
Kevin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm South African. I'm recently in the UK. I'm here volunteering at a campsite in London at the moment. I like going out on camps. I like hiking. I like cycling. I like seeing new places. I like exploring new areas. I like trying to be the first person to stand on that random rock in the middle of nowhere.
That's awesome. But so many people seem to hate the great outdoors. They think, you know, spiders, creepy crawlies. What's so good about camping in your view?
The fresh air, just to see everything green. I'm not a green person. My favorite color is blue, but to actually go out and just see the green, the trees, the grass, the everything just grow, and to just see wide spaces, not skyscrapers, just nothingness. No city, just quiet. And to actually, if you've ever gone camping, like in the middle of Africa, you can just stand and you can see the stars. I mean, to actually just see the stars, no moon, no city. To actually see the stars, you can actually see like those perfect pictures of the Milky Way. You can actually see that just generally. So yeah, those are the nice things about camping, just to go out and see all that, exploring.
I find it hard to think about camping without remembering a story about my parents. When they were both little kids, my dad was a member of the local scout group, and they went camping, and they just stayed in a random farmer's field out in the countryside. And then, you know, my dad telling the story to my mum later, they realized that it's actually the field at the bottom of, you know, their garden, essentially where she was growing up. So they had been within yards of each other when they were small children, but then didn't meet properly until they were both working at the same organization, sort of in the closest town, years later. But obviously that was just some random farmer's field. So are people a bit more picky now about where they camp? And what if someone wants to just give it a go? Are there rules? Can you just rock up and camp anywhere?
Well, from where my experience is, you never just rock up, but you could, but you always have the chance of getting moaned at by some random farmer if you just go onto his field. If you really want to go camping, you need to go camping with a nice view, like mountaintops in a valley. In valleys, you must just be careful of the cold, because you can get that one morning, like nice hot summer day of 40 degrees, and then the next morning it's like -3 in the hole.
Oh, that sounds great. I think it's important to remember the need for actually planning where you're going to go in terms of, is this going to be far too cold, etc. But the idea that you can just find a nice view somewhere and go, you know what, I'm going to camp here. That's quite nice.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that I like about camping. And one of the things that I think bugs me about this new word that we seem to have heard, glamping, it's not only a word I hate, but a concept I find kind of odd. This idea that, you know, camping was too boring. Let's glam it up with glamping.
Oh, I'd be well up for that.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of the idea.
No, I understand that. These days, glamping.
But, you know, so people feel like they can't necessarily leave their gadgets behind, but camp gadgets and gadgets that are designed for camping are a thing. So as someone who has been camping before, what are the gadgets that you actually think are helpful or useful on a camp?
Okay, modern day camping gadgets, I would say, what are useful but aren't necessary. You don't really have to use modern day camping gadgets, but for the glamping reason, yes. You can get those nice little gas fridges, nice little gas cookers, and you get so many different types of them, and they're all compact and light. If you want to go hiking as well, you can carry the full kit. But yeah, you get the quick pop-up tent, those tents which you just throw in the air and poof, they're up. You get camping mattresses, you get blow-up mattresses. They're not really very modern, but yeah, you get nice big modern mattresses where you can just go push up in seconds, and then you have a nice bed. And then you got the gas cookers, which I mentioned. You get different types of gas, different heating. Was originally you packed in camps with food what you know you could cook, and maybe you would go explore the different types of cuisine in the area you're in, and now you go and just take your own food, and you got your fridge, and you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. So yeah, there are many different gadgets. Like you get all the little multi-tools and knives and fancy sparkers and all the interesting stuff as well, the little toys which everyone finds interesting. Like you get modern day, you can get little hammocks, in a bag. It's an old-fashioned gadget, but it is a nice modern little twist to it. You can get little ones put in a bag the size of a fist, and it weighs nothing and it takes up hardly any space. And then just put up your hammock between two trees and voila, bed for the night.
Yeah, I've seen a fantastic hammock recently. You put it up and it's got a bag that you kind of just throw, you kind of pull the bag over the hammock and it keeps it dry, and then it can just go, nice. Yeah. Nice modern twist on a classic there. I'm not sure I'm sold on sleeping in a hammock though, personally.
Oh, it's beautiful. I've done it.
So the campsite that you work on, what sort of activities do the people that go there get to try out?
Well, the people who camp here where we are at the moment, they can do all the activities which are on site, but if they're just doing camping ones, they're normally fires and stuff, marshmallows, backwards cooking. But then we have different activities where we do with them, was like building shelters, like out of your natural environment. Then you can also do like giant 3G swing, which is a big swing. You've got climbing, you've got crate stacking, you've got team building, you've got little rafting, building rafts, you can go kayaking, all sorts of things like that. There's quite a few different activities. There's mapping, hikes.
I'm going to reveal just how little I know about camping now. What is backwards cooking?
Now, I used to think it was cooking in reverse, but it's not, is it?
You'd be surprised how many people ask that question, because that's the first question I ask when I run that. It's like, what is backwards cooking? And then you get people saying, like, do we have to speak backwards? Do we have to cook backwards? Do we get food and we have to make it raw? And you're like,
no. Yeah, you get given an entire cake, and I need you to present me with eggs, flour, and sugar.
Yeah, it's basically going backwards in time. It's just like backwards cooking. Like modern days, everyone's got a stove, but backwards is in the back of the woods. Yeah, you got a fire.
Backwards rather than backwards.
Okay. Yeah. So you get a fire. There's different ways to cook things as well. It's like in a fire, what would you normally cook in a fire? People would say you cook like a steak. We baked a cake on the fire the other day. Can make a pizza. You can roast potatoes. There's different ways. Most people say put them in tin foil, but when you really think about it, if you rub mud all over it, nice thick, about an inch thick of mud around a potato, put it in the fire for an hour, it's perfectly cooked.
Wow. Good. Got never would have thought of that.
Disbelieving nice. Faces in the studio.
Also, you know, you don't always have tin foil just readily to hand out in the woods, whereas mud
yes,
plenty is everywhere.
Yes. Why do you think it's such a popular thing that, like, a lot of youth organizations do?
At the moment, I would say the main reason is because of all, like, the survival shows online, online and on TV and all that kind of stuff, with big famous actors participating and making it look very exciting. So it makes all the, like, oh, I'm going to go camping. I'm going to go do what that guy did over there. So it's like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, we did that. You see that show? Yeah, we did that before in camp. Yeah, most young people see something. They're like, oh, I'm going to go try that. Mm. And it's like things, if you're living in the city, you don't get to go like, oh, I'm going to build a fire. Because people on the street will think, what is this guy doing building a fire in the road? When you go on a camp, you have the opportunity.
Turns out you get complaints if you do that, as I learned. Yeah. So if you could camp anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
If I could camp anywhere in the world, it would be probably Everest. Because my dream is to summit Everest. So base camp of Everest would be the best campsite for me.
Fantastic.
Nice.
I'm not 100% sure that I would want to do that trek, but I do really want the view from the top. So there's kind of only one way to get that. So I should probably get training.
Oh, you see, I don't know, because the air being thinner... And everything up there, you know, water boils at such a lower temperature, so you wouldn't be able to have a cup of tea. And, I'd want a cup of tea with my view. So
you'd want to sit there in a sofa at the top of Everest with tea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe climbing Everest is not for you then.
I don't think so.
What do you think the biggest thing that's changed about camping over the last, say, I don't know, 100 years has been?
I think just basically the modern-day technology with camping, because camping... it's just basically going out and camping in the bush. maybe the locations of campsites. In the old days, you used to just get on a train and go somewhere, just walk in the woods and just put up your tent. These days, you don't just go do that. People own land. Some people don't like trespassers. So you would have to go book a campsite or tell people where you're going, and the safety aspect and the equipment. Last time you had to, I wasn't around 100 years ago. But the old days, you were lugging around like 40, 50 kilograms worth of camping equipment just for you. Nowadays, it's like, oh, I'm carrying a 4-kilogram tent and all my camping stuff. Very light. It's a lot easier to go camping. Equipment's got a lot easier to use and that kind of stuff. So basically the same, just the environments of where you camp have changed, basically.
Well, that's awesome. What's your sales pitch for camping?
Sales pitch for camping would have to say, give it a chance. You can't knock it until you've tried it. Just one night. It won't kill anyone.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And as we always do, we would like to play you a song. Now, is there a particular song that makes you think of camping?
Yes. Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry.
Excellent.
Every campfire needs that song.
Well, we'll sing around the glow of the monitors in the studio while we play that.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
Have a good day, guys.
Game of Geeks. Knight. It's like a quiz show, only it's... Oh, wait, it's exactly like a quiz show.
Yes, it is exactly like a quiz show.
But which quiz show?
Well, I was actually thinking about this the other day. It's a bit like a mashup of Only Connect... Family Fortunes with a little bit of QI sprinkled on the top.
I see.
And there's a teeny tiny bit of Have I Got News For You in there as well. But
it's time for Game of Geeks.
It's time for Game of Geeks indeed. This is a quiz in which I ask questions to Kez and Catherine and they try and answer them and win points. And in the past, those questions were about sort of geeky pop culture things, but now they're about whatever I want them to be because that's the way this series is going so far.
And when you say we answer them, you mean I answer them?
Well, so far that has been true because you won the last show.
Narrow margin. I was so close.
But also Catherine did win series 5.
Shush, all right.
So, you know, there's precedent, but that could all change tonight, hopefully.
Hashtag
maybe.
Talk.
Let's find out.
Down. Is that good smack talk?
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah. Given the time constraint, that will have to do. But because this is a quiz, we need buzzers. So, Catherine goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The relevance of that will become clear. Maybe.
Sure, probably. And Kez goes.
Right, so getting started about as well as my Game of Geeks winning streak this year then.
Yeah. Well, if you win, you can have the better buzzer next time.
is that how it works?
Right, yeah. I don't get ridiculed if I win.
Brilliant.
Thanks.
Well, so round number one is the music round.
Okay.
So I'm going to play you 4 songs, and I would like you to buzz in and tell me what the connection is between them. You'll get 4 points if you get it on the first song, 3 on the second, 2 on the third, and 1 if you get it on the last song. Uh-huh. So here comes question number one.
Really?
Catherine,
I'm gonna guess.
Is going for a risky clue one guess.
I'm gonna guess seasoning.
Seasoning.
Seasonings, yes. Kind of ingredients.
No, not really.
No, okay.
I can't in all good faith give you the point for that.
Okay.
So here's clue number 2. Cares.
Condiments?
Do you talk me through your reasoning? Tell me why you think that.
But tell me if I'm right or not first.
Well, I want to know. I'll give you the points if, like, you're heading in the right direction.
Am I right or not? Is it condiments?
It's not condiments, but why did you say that?
Because they've been very condiment related so far.
What makes you say that? Talk me through what we've heard so far.
No, either tell me it's right or let's just carry on.
It's your own points you're wasting. But here's clue number three. Catherine?
Edible stuff.
Is the right answer.
Right.
Food enough. And drink is what so, I was looking for. Talk me through what we heard.
Salt and pepper with push it.
Yep.
Buck's Fizz.
Yep.
And then banana rama.
Correct. And just for completeness, what hazard a guess as to what the last one would have been?
Vindaloo when... by Fat
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
They've all been, the food and drink has been the
been
artist.
The artist, yeah.
So I went with... Don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Okay,
Vanilla
nice.
Ice. Yeah. Ice, baby. Yes. Yeah. I couldn't give you the point for seasoning because Buck's Fizz is not
really
a seasoning, nor is it a condiment, but...
No, well, and that wasn't the answer, so you shouldn't have given us the point for either, and you didn't.
Well, there you go. I mean, also, it's my quiz and I make the rules, so... But...
I do have the buttons to turn everyone off, though.
We will move on to question number two. So here's a new one. Fingers on buzzers and tell me what the connection is between these four songs. Hey, I'll start on Pharaoh, I'll break the spell of aging. Celebrities. Kez?
Places.
No.
Okay, well.
Clue number two. It's still not places, but go on.
California.
No.
Okay.
No. Clue number three. Cares.
Films.
Is the right answer.
Right, there we go.
Film and video, yes. What we heard, of course, Californication, which is about films that get made in California. And yep. The second one, Hollywood by Marina and the Diamonds. That was, of course, Duran Duran, Girls on Film. And the fourth clue. I heard
you on the wireless. Yeah, that would have done it.
Yeah, I figured you'd probably have got that. But 2 points for Kez getting film and video, whatever,
hey.
On the third clue. So let's move on to question number three.
I've never even heard that before.
Catherine.
The word baby.
I mean, that's not specific enough.
Okay.
Given as probably 70% of all songs.
Mm-hmm.
And 100% of all Justin Bieber songs.
So I can't give you the point for that one. So here's the third clue. Cares.
Well, they were all 90s songs.
No, they weren't.
That first one's. And it still recent. Goes on like the
4th of July. My heart still. Cares.
Are they all songs for specific events?
No.
Okay, then.
Let me tell you what you heard. The first song, Dua Lipa, Be the One. The second song, Spin Doctors, Two Princes. The third song, Badil Skinner and the Lightning Seeds, Three Lions. The fourth song, Amy McDonald, 4th of July.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
So, no points there, but we'll move on to the final music sequence. So, see if you can tell me what the connection is between these four songs. Here's the first. Yo, right now, kick the bass for them brothers and let them know what goes on. Rolling Stones are acting like bragging. Kez?
Theme music for... sporting events.
Based on the rest of the songs that are in this sequence, I really wish that was the answer, but I'm afraid it's not. So here's clue number two. I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a... Cares.
Music used on Channel 4.
Again, that's a very, very wide net to cast.
So is food and drink.
It's not the answer, I'm afraid. So here's the third clue. Cares.
I don't know any of these.
Cover versions. They're all cover versions.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Again, I no.
Okay.
Clue number four. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't... I've, you have got to get that chainsaw looked at.
Cares. Really do. They talk about things not killing you and making you stronger in every single one of the songs.
They do in the first and fourth song. The second song was Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes, and the third song was Scream If You Wanna Go Faster by Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing.
So no. Okay. But this one was quite mean of me. The first song, Public Enemy, Harder Than You Think. The second song, Treat You Better.
Was it Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
Right. Yes, we were never going to get that.
So at the end
I didn't really know any of the songs, so that sort of put the kibosh on that.
At the end of round one, Kez and Catherine are both on 2 points each. But
there we go.
As we move into...
We sucked.
Yes, that was not a good round.
That was a hard round, but let's move on to round number two. This next round is the WikiHow round, as you may remember from the last show, exploring the wonders that you can learn from websites that anyone, and I mean anyone, can edit. Did you know, for example, that you have probably broken at least 3 of the 10 commandments just by listening to this program?
Wow. Okay.
God damn it.
That may not be entirely accurate, but many things online are. So now it's time for Kez and Catherine to guess what I'm trying to do when I follow a guide from the omniscient oracle of a website that features the following piece of wisdom from an article entitled How to Be Cute at School, brackets, girls, quote, stuff all of the mean girls and get with your girls and have a place in the school where you meet every lunchtime and hang out there. Even give your group a name if you want for more fun. Yep. This is the round I'm calling Wiki How Now Brown Cow. So fingers on buzzers, and let me know what I'm trying to do if I follow the following steps. Number one, know your purpose. Number two, pray. Number three, pick songs that others can sing. Number four, consider the format. Number five, memorize. And number six, practice. Kez.
Are you a preacher?
I'm going to give you the 2 points for that. How to Lead Worship.
There we go.
That's the title of the article, although it could equally have been titled How to Produce a Successful Saturday Night Light Entertainment Format for BBC One.
One of the same thing.
Pretty much. Pick songs that others can sing, consider the format, and pray are very much the rules by which Mel and Sue were going. But 2 points to Kez. So finally, that puts Kez in the lead. But finally, it's time for the wild card round, where I come up with an entirely ridiculous game for one show only. And this time, it's Holy Radio Quiz, Batman. This one is for fans of the 60s Batman TV series, if there are any of you out there among the audience.
Oh, yes. You really know the people that you're quizzing here.
Yeah, I know neither of you were alive in the 60s, but...
Hey, neither were you.
Neither was I, and I came up with a quiz. So, Robin was famous in the... Well, Robin has always been famous for this, but in that series in particular, he was famous for ridiculous catchphrases beginning with the word holy, such as holy alphabet, holy haberdashery, and holy perfect pitch, all of which were real, did feature in one episode. So I'm going to read you groups of three holy phrases, and I want you to buzz in and tell me which one that Burt Ward's Robin didn't say. Which one of these is not a real Robin from the 60s Batman series quote?
Okay.
Number one, holy hamburger, holy popcorn, or holy sandwiches? Kez.
Holy sandwiches.
Is the right answer.
Because only I would say that.
I thought that might be a good one for you. Number two, holy sheet metal, holy kilowatts, or holy eggshells? Kez.
Holy sheet metal.
You're doing well. That's another point.
Excellent.
Number three, holy knockout drops, holy gut punch, holy sudden incapacitation.
Oh, quick on the buzzer.
Kez.
I'm quick on the buzzer today. Holy gut punch.
It's the right answer.
Excellent.
This is going very well for you. Number four, I think. Holy unexplained disappearance, holy hardest metal in the world, holy contributing to the delinquency of minors. Kez, again.
Holy hardest metal in the world.
Is the wrong answer,
oh,
I'm afraid. It was
streak.
Holy unexplained disappearance was the one I made up.
Oh, see, now that sounded quite legitimate.
Number five. Holy bargain basements, holy giant ants, or holy interplanetary yardstick. Kez again.
Holy bargain basements.
Is the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
Dear.
Holy giant ants was the one I made up. Finally, this one's a tricky one. Holy bat logic, holy bat trap, holy bat cave.
Oh. I'm gonna go with bat cave.
Is the right answer.
Woo!
Yes.
A little bit of face saving there.
A tiny bit of 1 point face saving there. But I think, as we've probably all realized in the studio from the excellent final round, well, Hattie, who's the winner this week?
This week's winner is... Kez!
Oh, hey! Doing a bit better this week, then.
Yay.
Well done. That puts you on one show each, so, you know, from the next show onwards, we'll see...
Level pegging.
We'll see how we go, yeah.
That's much more exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some drama now.
Drama!
Yes.
Catherine's not just... storming ahead.
Yep, there we go. Two shows in, and it could be anyone's this series now.
Gosh.
I'm back in the game.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for another interesting... that's the word. Interesting game of Geeks. We should probably drop into another request now. This one's for Elaine, and, well...
It's like Fox News, only we never promised factual accuracy.
Well, I'm feeling a lot better about that... The whole Game of Geeks thing after that.
Following the victory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you not have been feeling good about it?
Well, before that, I was feeling a little crushed, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of defeat in Game of Geeks for me over the last few episodes. But...
How'd you think I felt, Series 2 to 4?
But yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Now, we're joined in the studio by a very... special guest. It's a double guest of this evening. We have a very special guest here in the studio with us.
Yes, it's very exciting. A totally exclusive guest, direct from the set of the revived Twin Peaks. Oh yeah.
Holy moly, it's Log Ladies Log.
Welcome to the show.
No, thank you for agreeing to be here. It's an absolute pleasure to have you, seriously.
Now, I've not seen the new episode of Twin Peaks yet. Can you give us any spoilers?
That is fascinating. I always wondered what had happened with that.
Absolutely. And I've always wondered as well, just how good is the coffee at the diner in Twin Peaks?
Sounds like that diner would give Waitrose free coffee a run for its money.
So I've got to ask, and this has been on my mind for some time, what is it really like to work with Log Lady?
Oh, yeah. I bet.
That's a fair point.
Did she?
Oh, I thought that might be the case. Did you ever get to hang out much with Kyle MacLachlan on the set? Wow.
Yeah.
I know, that sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. He does, doesn't he?
Well, I have had the exact same dream about him, too. That's so funny.
Wow. So, now that filming's wrapped on the new series of Twin Peaks, what else have you got in the works?
Ooh.
Really? Oh, and all through Kickstarter.
Oh, wow.
What platforms will we be able to get that on?
Nice.
Wow. Brilliant. Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Straight from the log's knot.
Well, from the logs, not indeed. yes, yeah, no, it's been a pleasure. Before we let you go, we always ask our guests, and again, thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us. No, that's totally fine. Yes, no, yeah, it has been. But no, we always ask our guests if they'd like a song played on the show. Now, what would you like to hear? I imagine.
Yeah. That's fair.
Mm. Well, there are a lot.
Same.
Well, that's very generous of you. I suppose we could then, if you're sure. We'll play a listener request instead, but thank you. And thank you so much for coming on the show. That is, well, it's just been brilliant to talk to you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's not often we get a guest here in person either.
No, yeah. Exactly. And do check our Twitter for our pictures with you. But yeah, thank you so
totally
much for
taking
coming.
A selfie.
Yeah, we'll get on with the request now. Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's like that recurring dream with the clown, only now there's three of them.
The log very kindly let us play a request from one of our listeners, and that was a request for Misty as Yellow Fang. Very cool song.
Yeah, I always love Misty's requests.
Yeah, yes. I've never heard of them before, but then we play them, and they're always very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Request more songs, Misty. Please do. Like, even when we're not doing a show, just like email us lists. Well, the playlist for the series. Don't forget that before the end of the show, we would like your opinions on the Paddington Peas. Catherine, remind everyone why you did this and what it is.
Well,
in that order.
Well, why I did it is because I go through phases of commuting in and out of London for work, and I usually end up in Paddington Station quite a lot, and every time I see the sign for Paddington Station, I think about the Paddington Peas, and then I have the little theme tune stuck in my head. So I just mentally started to rewrite it and kind of came up with the thought, well, what if, you know, these peas weren't living at the bottom of the garden, but instead they were, you know, commuting on trains into London Paddington, and they were Paddington Peas.
So you want to make a television show about commuters at Paddington Station where all of the people are peas?
Yeah, little round green.
So this would
vegetables.
Be like an animated thing, right?
Yeah, I imagine so. Or I suppose it could be people in pea costumes, but then I imagine they would
be huge peas.
yeah, and
you
then they'd
be able to
even
get
angrier.
The barriers. Yeah.
Oh, that would be hilarious! Somebody in a pea costume trying to
get through one of those
squeeze themselves through those
if
biting
we ever
barriers.
See that, we know it's yes. you. You in a pea costume.
Yeah.
Trying
oh.
to get through barriers.
I think we're going to need to do that
now.
I need a pea.
Out the way.
Oh, I will give
Do you know how long it takes to unzip this suit?
I will give you a fiver if you just go to Paddington Station and run around screaming, I need a pee in a pee costume all day.
Because the worst part is it'll cost you 30 pence while you're there.
30 yes. peas. 30. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, dear. We've overthought this.
No. But I wonder if you can actually like hire a pea costume. I'm Googling
While Catherine's looking that up, don't forget.
I'm imagining green tights and... Oh,
you can get peas in a pod. Look at
there
them.
Are pea pod costumes, but I want like a singular pea.
A singular giant round sort of...
I'm sure you could get one. I mean, just find
Oh, there's like a little one here for a child.
Yeah,
sweet,
I mean,
but I don't think
one.
It would fit me. Yes, that's more what I had in mind.
So if you want to hear future Would You Fund It and don't want to have to talk about wearing pea costumes in Paddington Station, you yourselves can submit your ideas to Would You Fund It now, and we will make them come to life. We will bring them to life before each show, and then on the show, listeners can vote for your ideas. So please go to gkly.co/fundit. Submit your ideas for crazy crowdfunding conundrums that our listeners can then vote for.
Yes, go ahead. And
we'll be doing a user submission on the next show.
Yes, and there'll be all sorts of special surprise prizes if we choose your Would You Fund It.
A surprise prize.
Yes. So do get those in.
Vote now at gkly.co/fundit.
Do it.
Do that as well. Yeah.
Do it.
There's
you
a
know,
poll.
You wanna...
There's a poll on the website. There's a poll on Twitter.
Fund it.
Tell Catherine whether or not this is actually something.
Fund my thing.
That or don't. Should ever happen.
You don't have to fund it.
You're still Googling pea costumes.
I know.
Wow.
Most of them are adorable.
Yeah.
Especially the babies, like in pea pods.
I mean, you've got a point. But, you know, peas.
Babies in pea pods.
See, this guy has a very excellent carrot costume.
Wow.
See, I imagine that. I wonder if peas and carrots get along.
You've fallen down a rabbit hole here, Catherine, haven't you?
Do carrots commute in and out of, like, Waterloo? The Waterloo carrots.
What? What
Long
even is this?
What? Waterloo carrots. I'm yeah. in paradise.
But clearly, Marylebone is the celery station.
That's a thought yes. I don't need to continue.
Euston is, of course, all
broccoli.
All broccoli.
Broccoli, yeah. Naturally.
What's London Bridge then?
Oh, sprouts.
Aubergine. Aubergine.
No, it would be sprouts. It would, yeah, be sprouts. It would be sprouts, wouldn't it? Mm. London Bridge.
I'm feeling Blackfriars for aubergine.
Yeah.
What about Victoria? Ooh. Oh, plums.
Plum, yeah, plums. That plums. Makes sense.
Yeah.
If you're in the UK and have ever needed a bathroom fitted.
Yes.
that wasn't specific enough to count as product placement, but it was specific enough for every UK.
And last week I had a Klaxon button. I don't have one this week. Does my Game of Geeks buzzer still work?
If I press this button, it will.
Go on. Now let's move on.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of that's your. As these
we
jokes.
Have run out of ideas.
I'll run out of what you fund it ideas, which is why we need yours.
Yes. Please do send
well,
those
I
in.
Haven't run out. So
that's
send
what
your
we're
ideas
worried about.
In if you don't want more of mine.
Yes, please.
Make Catherine stop and we will please. Send you yes. prizes. There are exciting prizes for us to give away and we can't wait to tell you what they are. So.
Yes, yeah, I mean, this is the mind that brought you the Rickman factor.
That was truly one
oh
of the
my
worst
budgets we did. I'd forgotten about the Rickman factor, you know.
Oh, may he rest
when
in
was
peace.
That? Series 3?
Yeah, that was one of the first ones we did. That was like the second one, I think.
Oh, that was not good. Did
anyone
that one get funded?
No.
No. Good. I think good. That one, they if can't. I remember correctly, I'm going to look it up.
I think it was unanimously
figures,
unfunded.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 100% not funded. Yep, there it was. Not funded. That was series 4, gosh.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Glad.
We've had some interesting Would You Fund It?
Glad that was not going to make it to the funded pile.
Yes. Yeah, we've had some interesting ones over the course of... I'm not going to recap them because we did that at the end of series 5, but yeah. Do better, audience. Send your ideas in. One of you was supposed to say something then. This is the radio.
Right, yes. We should talk.
Or play a song.
Or play a song,
really
maybe?
Do anything.
Oh, we've got lots of song requests.
To make some sound.
So why don't we do that? Okay.
That'd be a good idea.
Here's one for Pink Fuzzy Sheep. This is a personal favourite of mine. Those songs where it fades out for a really long time always get me.
Yeah.
I have to go back to this, Kez. You wrote a book.
I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
what happened?
Haven't you?
No.
Not something that everyone does, then?
No.
Okay. It would seem not, no.
Well, yes,
I mean,
I
you
did.
Know, a hell of a lot of fan fiction, but not like a book.
Yeah. Exactly. 33% of the people in this room have written and published books.
Yes.
So it's not something that everyone does, mathematically speaking.
So you haven't given me a copy yet.
I have not, no. I should do that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to
nice.
Read it?
I'd love to read it.
Do you know what it's about first? You can decide
I
for yourself.
I kind of have a vague idea, but maybe you should explain.
Yeah, sure. So the book is called Hidden Lives. There oh, you go, in further rest from there.
Are, they, are the lives behind the sofa?
No. So essentially the...
I solved it.
The, the idea behind...
It's a short book, isn't it?
So essentially the idea behind...
Still go ahead.
So essentially the idea behind the book...
In your own time.
...is that the main character in the book, Aaron, he's 17 years old. He finds a diary in the woods by his house, like a moleskin journal sort of thing, mm-hmm. and opens it up, reads through it, and inside is detailed a murder investigation. But he's reading through and realizes that some of the things in this murder investigation seem familiar places, familiar sounding names. And it seems like maybe some of his friends and family are being implicated in this thing. So he leaves a note in the journal. A couple of weeks later, goes back to it. The person that had written the journal has read the note and replied. So Aaron strikes up this dialogue with the person who wrote this journal, this murder investigation. And the deeper Aaron gets into it, the more it seems that actually he seems to be the only one that doesn't know who the victim of the murder is. And it seems like it's a bit of a conspiracy. So the plot kind of thickens from there.
Wow.
Ooh.
But it's it was a really fun story to write, and there are a few twists and turns in there, so hopefully people will enjoy reading it.
I have one question about the book. How does it not get wet out in the woods?
Well, I don't know if you've seen, certainly like the Moleskine journals that I've got, it's leather bound. So the book itself is kind of covered in leather. Obviously, the pages are not, but there's a, in the kind of the setting of these woods, there are a few old abandoned huts and things. It's inside one of these huts that Aaron finds the journal. He actually comes off his bike, kind of hits a bit of brick on the pathway, comes off his bike, kicks the brick in anger, and it kind of makes a thud as it goes into this hut, so he realizes it's hit something, and that's how he finds the journal.
Of course. Other notebooks are available.
Yeah.
So how long did it take you to write it? I know you were writing it kind of in November-ish time, but
so I did some work on it for NaNoWriMo, which is the National Novel Writing Month, but in terms of kind of planning out the characters and really having the idea for the story, it was probably about a year, 18 months ago. Did the kind of bulk of the work during NaNoWriMo in November last year, and then all the work since then has been redrafting and editing and things like that.
Blimey.
It's been a lot of fun. I like writing, so it worked for me.
Yeah.
It just kind of found that as I sat there and started writing it just wouldn't stop. I would sit there and start writing and a day would disappear and I was still writing things.
Mm. So did it turn out the kind of 50,000 word NaNoWriMo target, or was it longer? Or
63,000 words in total.
Hey, nice.
312 pages in the final book. It was an interesting experience. It's the first time I've written something as long as that. I've written quite a lot before, poetry, scripts, songs, that kind of thing. But it was my first kind of over 50,000 word thing.
Yes.
And that was really interesting to write because I was worried that I'd have to fill, but actually I didn't. Mm. I didn't have to do any filler or anything. It just kind of happened. And I was very happy with that.
Yeah.
That's good.
It just all, it all
filler,
fell out.
It would just kind of go in the editing process anyway, so.
Yeah, and I was really worried that when the editor first got their hands on it, or cast their eyes over it rather, that huge chunks would be cut out. But actually I was asked to add more.
Gosh.
Kind of, this scene is good, but could you either add more detail about this, or maybe we should hear more from this character and that kind of thing. So I got a lot of suggestions at the editing stage. It was really fun to pick that up and run with it.
Hmm.
Well,
so to speak. Kind of not picking up and running with my laptop as I was writing.
Yes, that's not... I mean, I've tried to type stuff while standing up holding my laptop with one hand and it doesn't do very well, so I can only imagine adding running to the equation would be a terrible idea, but you can get a copy on the internet at hiddenlivesbook.com.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for asking about it. It was, I wasn't going to plug it on the show, but you asked. So.
Yes.
We have, thinking of the show, come to kind of the end of it.
We have indeed.
That's crept up on us.
Snuck up on us.
Absolutely has.
Huge.
I suppose we better find out whether or not you'd fund the Paddington Peas.
Yes.
Inexplicably, you would.
Yay!
No. Boom.
Peas on train.
Two-thirds of you tonight voted in favour of the Paddington Peas.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Give peas a chance.
Go. Do not. I'm fully against that, but never mind.
But there we go.
As that bridge over the M25 says.
Yes, yes, yes. But we will be back for the next episode of the Geekly Chronicles on Friday, the 16th of June.
Indeed.
By which time I will have done a whole kind of 12-hour radio show marathon thingy.
I will have done a 12-hour takeaway marathon thingy.
And I'll have found better co-hosts, I think.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, from...
Until then.
From me, Catherine.
From me, Gez.
And from me, Skylar.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Geekly Chronicles. Content was hastily Googled and pushed through a mincer with an extra large sport by Kestrel Guyon, Skylar MacDonald, and Catherine Robinson, who are also your hosts for today's show. This episode's special guests were Kevin Suckling and Log Ladies Log. The Geekly Chronicles is a Tiny Kettle production. Any reference to persons living or dead should not be taken as a party political endorsement. Eat geekly, sleep geekly, drink coffee.